Riding Cowgirl with a Cowgirl, written by Pale Great. So I've been in a bit of a creative rut. I feel like I'm just kind of blocked creatively. That comes and goes, and it's annoying when it happens. And I've been talking about how I have been, you know, experimenting more with sound effects. And, well, I've been doing that for a long, long time, since last July. But I just keep getting more and more into it as I do it. Pretty much, I get more into it every single audio. So basically, I guess I'm just trying to always improve. And I'm always trying to get better. And I'm trying to make every audio better each time I make an audio. And so I had mentioned, I don't remember which commentary it was, that I was going to pick a script based on what sound effects I could do for it. And this one was so perfect. And it wasn't even just because of what sound effects I could do with it. It's unique. I don't think I've ever seen a Wild West script. It's possible I haven't paid attention. There may have been many of them. I don't know. But it's unique for me. And it's something brand new. I've never done anything like this before. And I was really excited to try something different. I like to challenge myself a lot. So this one, I thought would be a nice challenge. And I was really, really ambitious with the sound effects because I had it all in my head, the whole vision that I wanted, and like the music at the beginning. I knew exactly what music I wanted, and that music existed, which was good. Like, I found exactly what was in my head. So I'm like, huh, yeah. So that was pretty amazing. And so the music I have a license for, so I'm not stealing that or anything. And it's just, it's called a sting. It's just, it's really short, and it's just supposed to transition between scenes. And then I have the other one later between the daytime and the nighttime. I was so glad when I thought of that and when I was able to find those. I'm like, that is perfect for this. And then after I made the audio, I actually found such a great song that I wish I'd put in the audio. But I'm like, you know what? I don't have any actual songs in this. I don't need to add any songs. It's good the way it is. I don't need to overproduce it. So I'm happy with it. How it is. It suits my original vision for it. Except for one thing. My voice. I don't think I can pull off the voice. I don't. But I would like to say the voice doesn't matter. Even though, you know, it's an audio. And that's part of why people listen. So you know, flashy sound effects and unique storyline. It's fun. And I like it because it's campy. It's pretty campy. You know, it's a little cheesy. I mean, you know, the way my character talks. I mean, it's a Western. And I just had so much fun making this. So I'm like, it's gonna make people happy one way or another. If my voice upsets people, they can just laugh at me. I don't know. It's gonna be entertaining no matter what. So I'm excited about it. Embarrassed about my voice, but excited about releasing this. I'm really excited about releasing this audio. So excited. I know I've been talking about it. I talked about it in my commentary from Let's Talk, Can You Turn That Off? And I've been talking about it on Twitter. I'm so excited about this. Okay, I'm gonna shut up now about that. So I did make some of my own sound effects for this. I mean, I didn't do it from scratch, but I took existing sound effects and I layered them in certain ways so I could get exactly what I wanted. And I mean, I've been doing that forever, but it's nice when it just works out so perfectly. I feel like everything just, I don't know, fell into place for this exactly how I wanted it, because I was terrified since I was so ambitious with like what I had in my mind and I wanted everything to be perfect. So I was scared to even start it because I'm like, well, this, it just felt like this big like insurmountable projects, and like it just started coming together immediately once I started putting in all the sound effects. And I'm like, whoa, okay, I guess it was not insurmountable because I already knew exactly what I wanted. I found everything ahead of time, all the sound effects that I wanted. I pulled those for hours and hours and hours before even hearing what things would sound like when layered on top of each other. I could already tell. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna layer this over this and it's gonna make this sound. And I did. I think now that I've been doing this for almost a year, I'm finally like really getting the hang of it. And I'm so excited. Because she has to pull open that steel door. And for that, you know, they've been in a wreck. So that door is all mangled and messed up. So I could not find a sound effect for that. So I found a great steel door one. And then I made it really creaky and squeaky with another sound effect layered on top of it. And it worked so perfectly. I'm so excited. And then, oh gosh, the daytime sound effect. That one was really hard to find because desert in the daytime, because I had all these thoughts about what I wanted that to sound like. And I actually found one. It's actually a zoo. It's from a zoo. And they have part of the zoo is supposed to be set up to be like a desert in Arizona. I guess they have the animals there. And I don't know. But yeah, and I only used some of the sound that I got from that because there's some motor engine in the other part, but it worked out so perfectly. And then nighttime, I could not find what I wanted for nighttime at all. It just did not exist. So I did a lot of layering for the nighttime in the desert. I found the insects. That was easy enough. But then I layered coyote, the nightjar bird, and the nighthawk bird on top of that. And what other layering did I do? Oh, the fly. Oh, I knew. I'm like, okay, there needs to be flies during the day. I just picture flies in the desert. And so, yeah, when she goes near the caravan, I'm like, I could see, you know, he's got all these wounds. I could totally see like flies showing up. So when she goes up to the caravan, there's this fly and it will not leave him alone until they start galloping along. So yeah, I added the fly too. And yeah, there's a lot of other layering. But anyway, those are some examples. I've started talking a lot more about sound effects just because I've just been really getting into it and I've been having so much fun with it. And I think that's just because I feel like, I don't know, my creativity has taken a hit in some areas, but in other areas, it's been getting stronger. I guess I'll take what I can get. But I feel like when conceptualizing stories, that's where I feel like it's kind of taken a hit. But I just have to like try harder than I have been. I can do it. It's just that I have to put in a lot more effort and it takes a lot longer for me to do the stories now. Like, so pretty much I sit down and I'm like, okay, I have to come up with something original here. And then I will just do one story after another and I'll be like, nope, I don't like this, you know, after working on it for how long. And I'm like, this is not good. And then I work on another one. And then I work on another one. And then, you know, the sixth attempt is what I'm looking for. You know, instead of when it used to be the first attempt, now it's just taking me so much longer to come up with storylines and come up with all the dialogue. That used to be a lot easier for me. But right now I'm having more trouble with that. But that could just be a really short phase. But I'm getting better with the sound effects. So it's just funny how it works out. I guess it balances out. I don't know. So yeah, this was a really, really good project for me to work on. And it gave me that boost that I needed and that I was looking for. So I just wanted to basically like spread my wings, sound effect wise, and I just needed something. I wanted a challenge too. I did do the bonus audio about the adventures of Kitty Startramp, which that was also great for me to like spread my wings with the sound effects. I had so much fun with those sound effects too. But I think the most proud about the sound effects for this audio. And it's funny because I don't think I used more sound effects than I used for showing your little sister the ropes. I used more in that one, but for some reason, I think this one, I feel like it's better sound effect wise, just because of, honestly, well, I think because I have like some kind of ambiance throughout the entire thing. And then I've got the little musical whooshes, which are kind of cheesy, but they're perfect for a Western. And they're just perfect. They're just perfect for this audio. So they had to be put in there. And I'm sure they might make a lot of people laugh, but that's okay, because my work makes people laugh usually. Even if it's not supposed to. I'm actually a comedic actress, so what do you expect? I can't help it. And I'm always like, ooh, should that humor be there? I don't know. This should probably be serious right now. But I inject humor into everything all the time, accidentally, without even knowing it. So yeah, but I think in this one, my voice might be the humor. We'll see. I really try my best though. I actually did so many takes of this and I spent so much time recording it because I'm like, I could do better with my voice. I'm gonna record that again. This was the best that I got.